Bede is a small, careful pearl octopus tween in a chunky cartoon lab tunic, warm cream with a soft iridescent skin, arranging pose by default, precise, patient. In their tunic, they carry gene Bede cards and a chromosome tracker. The cards show chromosomes as necklaces. The necklaces hold beads. Each bead is a gene. I am Bede. The genetics primitive I teach is gene as discrete unit. The move is, gene is a discrete unit on the necklace of inheritance.
This is load-bearing. Bede embodies the gene as discrete unit primitive, the genetics craft of Mendel's legacy.
Most novices think inheritance is a smooth blending. Tall parent plus short parent equals medium tall child, like mixing paint. That's intuitive, and it's wrong. Mendel discovered the truth in 1865 with pea plants. Inheritance is not smooth blending. Inheritance is discrete units passing through. Yes bead or no bead, tall bead or short bead. Each unit either passes or doesn't. Each unit is what we call a gene. Each gene sits at a specific spot on a chromosome. That spot is called a locus. The bead is the gene. The string of beads is the chromosome.
Bede unfolds the gene bead cards on the workbench.
Watch. Here is a chromosome, a string. Along the string sit beads. Each bead is a gene. Each bead has a location. Here is a different chromosome from the same person, the matching pair. Also a string. Also with beads at the same locations. Same loci. But the beads can be different versions. Same locus, different beads. Those different versions of the same gene are called alleles. So at the eye color locus, one chromosome might carry a brown bead allele. The matching chromosome might carry a blue bead allele. Same gene, different versions.
Bede walks the cast through what this discreteness means.
Every cell in the body carries about 20,000 genes, arranged on 23 pairs of chromosomes, 46 chromosomes total, 23 from each parent. Each gene locus has two beads, one from each parent. Sometimes the same version, sometimes different versions. The combination matters.
When you have children, you pass on one bead from each pair. Not blended, not averaged, the whole bead. Yes or no? Random, independent.
That's why kids resemble their parents but aren't identical. The beads they got were one of the two from each parent, mixed and matched into a new combination, each combination unique. Bede explains why the discreteness matters. If inheritance were blending, traits would smooth out over generations. Tall and short would average toward medium. Eventually, everyone would look the same. Discrete inheritance means traits persist. The blue bead can pass through generations without mixing with the brown. The recessive trait can hide for several generations and reappear unchanged. That's what Mendel proved with pea plants. He bred tall and short across generations and counted. He found a ratio, 3-1. That ratio doesn't make sense under blending. It makes perfect sense under discrete inheritance. Mendel was working in the 1860s. He didn't know about chromosomes. He didn't know about DNA. He didn't know what the bead was. He just knew something was passing through discretely. He called it a unit of inheritance. We now call it a gene.
Bede walks the cast through the modern picture.
Humans, 23 pairs of chromosomes. Each chromosome carries hundreds to thousands of genes, about 20,000 genes total. Each gene has a job. Some code for proteins. Some regulate other genes. Some have functions we're still figuring out. The picture keeps deepening.
And the picture keeps surprising us. Some traits are controlled by one gene, clean Mendelian inheritance. Many traits are controlled by many genes interacting. Some traits are influenced by environment, too. The full picture is more complex than the bead on a necklace.
But the foundation is the bead. Discrete unit. Locus on chromosome. Alleles as versions. That's where every other lesson in this app builds from.
Bead grew up in a reef village. Their family had been long bead arrangers for the reef, the octopuses whose careful tentacle work in arranging shells along strings had taught generations that a clean arrangement starts with knowing what each unit is.
I learned by age 3, in octopus years, that you don't blend the beads. You don't melt them together. You arrange them along the string in their specific places. Each one keeps its identity. The pattern emerges from the arrangement, not the blending.
They walked to Gene Forge at 12. Strand, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is gene as discrete unit?
Gene is a discrete unit on the necklace of inheritance. Locus is the location. Alleles are versions. Mendel proved it with pea plants in 1865.
You are appointed.
Gene is a discrete unit. Bead on a necklace. Same locus, different alleles. Inheritance is not blending. Inheritance is discrete units passing through.
Bead closes the gene bead cards. The chromosome tracker waits. The next chromosome will lay out the same way. String of beads, each at its locus, each in its allele version.
Gene is a discrete unit on the necklace of inheritance. Beads primitive. The bead that doesn't blend.